Case Western Reserve University is nationally recognized for academics. This year, it's also excelling in athletics. The football team, that's made up of future doctors, engineers, and financiers, has made the Division III NCAA tournament for the first time since 2009. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, the Case football team was undefeated in the regular season, and that's surprising to a lot of people.
In fact, one player, he's from the Cleveland area, and I asked him, I said, what did happen when you told your friends and teachers you're going to Case Western Reserve to play football? And he said, they go, they have a team?
Right.
Well, for a long time, they sort of wondered it themselves, and then they hired a guy named Greg Debelak, who's the coach there. He actually played at John Carroll and was a young assistant coach at John Carroll, so he has a Division III local background. Mm-hmm. And he came in here and he thought, can you actually blend the academics and athletics? And when they say student athlete, can you actually mean the student first,
right,
but still have an athlete worth mentioning?
Yeah.
See, that's the big question. What is the cake major, supposedly, on the football team?
Corporate and international finance.
How about that? That's what you take to skate by.
Yeah, that's the slacker.
Because over half of the players on the team are engineering students. Mm-hmm. Several are pre-med. It's remarkable. So then you turn around and you look at the fact, since Greg Debelak has become coach, his record is 101-42.
In 14 seasons.
Right, where before it's like, you know, they'd maybe go 500 or less. And coaches would stay a few years. And as one coach on their staff told me, you know, they would get frustrated and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because as Debelak told me, so the first thing I ask any prospective player is what's your grades and what's your test score?
The average Case Western Reserve football player scored about 1,400 on the SAT test, 32 on the ACT, and ranked in the top 10% of his academic class.
Other than that, he didn't do a whole lot.
Right. That's nothing.
That's nothing. So he said you're looking at, you know, 3 to 5% of all kids playing high school football get hit that criteria.
Why do these guys play football when they're going to be doctors?
We always hear the love of the game and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's true there.
So this is a pure love for playing football.
And the camaraderie of teammates. They really do like that. But, for example, you're also right in Cleveland, and they are setting themselves up for a career. Like, tell me about their center, the nursing student.
Gage Blair, St. Edwards, so Cleveland guy, in his senior year of the nursing program, working 8-hour shifts for his clinical at University Hospital.
Yeah, and then he goes, and he's an all-conference center.
What about the quarterback, Rob Kuda? He's from just outside Chicago. He was planning to go to University of Chicago.
Right. He thought, as he would say, oh, foolish me, I thought having a 4-point and a 30 on the ACT would get me University of Chicago with some aid.
Turned down.
So he just went online. Under Ivy League caliber schools, Case Western Reserve pops up. So they worked it out. He got some financial aid to come for his academics. His first season, they were 7-3. Last year, 9-1. This year, 10-0.
Yeah.
You know, they called him the accidental quarterback. I look at this and I think about, not that all football was like this or whatever, but for example, when I did a book on the 64 Browns, the last Browns championship team, almost all of those guys graduated from their different colleges. And if I'm lucky enough to have a pro career, I'll get to maybe do that for 3, 5, 10 years. Then I got to go get a real job. In fact, they were working even when they were in the NFL. They had part-time jobs. It wasn't like kind of the mentality now of, I got a free education, and then I'm going to go to the NFL, and they should pay me enough for the next 3 to 5 years so I never have to work again.
Mm. Philosophy's changed.
Yeah.
Well, Case does travel to take on Illinois Wesleyan in the first round of the Division III tournament.
They thought they would have this automatic bid. You know, that's where you always hear Mount Union.
Mount Union's the powerhouse.
Right. Wisconsin, Whitewater, the big boys.
Mm-hmm.
But they did not have an automatic bid. So what happened, Amanda?
So they had to get an at-large bid.
Yeah. So 32 teams. How many are at-large?
7.
Yeah. So they were worried about not getting in. Last year they were 9-1 and thought they had a shot, and they didn't get in.
If they win and Mount Union wins, they'll face each other.
I don't like Case's chances in that one.
Yeah. But still, a remarkable season. Terry, thanks so much.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about whether Browns rookie DeShone Kizer is starting to prove his worth.